Hudson Taylor's Choice Sayings, Chapter 5, Fruit Bearing. Abiding in Christ, the very Christ life itself abides in us, enabling us to bear much fruit. But as we aim at being fruitful, we find our need of intelligent understanding of the divine methods in order that we may apply them in our work. The branch of the vine does not worry and toil and rush here to seek for sunshine and there to find rain. No, it rests in union and communion with the vine, and at the same time and in the same way is the right fruit found on it. Let us so abide in the Lord Jesus. Works do not show the character of the worker, but only his skill. A bad man may make a good chair. Works, again, may be good and useful, but do not propagate themselves. Fruit, on the contrary, reveals the character of the fruit bearer, and has its seed in itself, is reproductive. We did not become believers by struggling, but by trusting in what Christ had done for us. So we shall become fruitful by trusting the same Savior to work in and through us. Not only does the great husbandman remove the fruitless branches, but he purges, cleanses the fruitful ones, that they may bring forth more fruit. Now, as to the fruitfulness, the question is not what you are, nor what you can do. I am the true vine, and further, the cultivation, on which so much depends, is in unerring hands. My Father is the husbandman. He turns our thoughts away from self altogether, and practically says, believe in God, believe also in me. The Word of God shows clearly that abiding is the condition of fruitfulness, of bearing much fruit, and fruit which shall remain, unlike that blown from the tree or it ripens and come to perfection. Further, that when so abiding in Christ and having His Word abiding in us, our prayers are all answered, and our walk is in the light, and in accordance with God's holy will. If we do not abide in Him, it is not that we bear less fruit or inferior fruit, but apart from Him we can do nothing. It is either fruit, good, much, and abiding, in which God is greatly glorified and man greatly benefited, or no fruit at all. I am the true vine. The first two words, I am, give us the key to the whole secret of fruitfulness. May they ever be written in large letters upon our hearts. Not what we are, but what He is. Not what we do, but what His life works in and through us is the question of moment. From me is thy fruit found. He is the true worker. He is the fruit bearer. A poor widow once pleased the Lord with two mites. A woman who was a sinner with her love and tears, an alabaster box of ointment, and Mary, already beloved, lavished on him no less than a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and breaking the box of alabaster, poured it upon his head, and anointed his feet, wiping them with her hair, so that the house was filled with the odor. Oh, for more of this incalculating love, self-forgetfulness, world unmindful, soul ravishing love. No mightier power has been entrusted to us than that true sympathy which identifies itself with those whom it seeks to benefit. It carries the heart captive. To get close access to the hearts of the people is our great aim. To win their confidence and love, our daily object.